This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're broadcasting live from Williamsburg, Virginia once again. We're caught in between for a bit, layover, should I say, in between events. We got some colleges coming up. We've done some churches, some house meetings, and we got some radio as well coming up in the days ahead. So aside of that, friends, I wanted to let you know that while I was in Virginia, and while I am in Virginia, Williamsburg, as a matter of fact, it's interesting to note that that's all I've seen is racial riot. I've seen division between the blacks and the whites since I've been here. I mean, it's going on 24/7 in this state. And interestingly enough, when I was over in Maryland just yesterday, there was nothing but riot, folks, between the blacks and the whites. Not. N-O-T, friends. Not. The other ones promoting this this racial division, friends, is the state-controlled narrative in an attempt to divide and conquer the American people. Everywhere I go out here in Virginia, folks, black folks and white folks unified in just the same manner and in the manner that they should be. I'm not seeing any division between the blacks and the whites. I'm tracking the blacks just as much as I'm tracking the white people, and there is no difference, and they don't treat each other any different than they should here in Virginia or in Maryland. And by the way, high population of black populations, folks, here, and I'm not seeing it. And again, friends, I haven't seen it. When I was in California, I didn't see it. When I was in Texas, I didn't see it. When I was in Minnesota, I didn't see it. When I had a layover in Chicago, I didn't see it. When I was in Tennessee, I didn't see it. When I was in North Carolina, I didn't see it. Going back to Maryland, when I was in Maryland, friends, I didn't see it. Folks are colorblind, except those that want to promote division in the United States of America, and you have to wake up to the game. It's not happening the way that they want it to happen. And I'm here to tell you firsthand with boots on the ground. You know, it's also interesting to note that most people are colorblind. And if there is any division through those useful idiots, those illegal aliens in the United States of America that are protesting people that are calling them out for what they should be called out for, they need to understand that we're ruled by law in this country. And when you reference law, it doesn't make you a racist when you're asking for them or commanding them to abide by the laws of our constitutional republic. You know, isn't that interesting? Just yesterday, friends, did you guys know that Obama, President Barack Hussein Obama, he scolded the audience at the South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas, for taking amusement in his pronouncement that the United States makes it too difficult for citizens to vote. This is the guy, folks, that is promoting division. In America, he's been doing it for 8 years in this country. Oh, and by the way, I needed to tell you, too, just to show you that he was further advocating his socialist agenda by his propaganda. Obama, he said this. He said, we're the only advanced democracy in the world that makes it harder for people to vote. Hey, folks, what's the difference between a republic and a democracy? As a democracy, you're ruled by the law, not by opinion. As a democracy, you're ruled by the mob, called a mobocracy. We are not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic. And when the American people figure out this constitutional scholar is not a constitutional scholar whatsoever, nor is he one of us in any sense of the word, he is appointed to destroy this country, and he's the one that said it, and he's the one that's doing it. And it's interesting, he's doing what he said he was going to do, and the American people still don't believe him. He's doing what he said he was going to do, America. And folks, things are getting worse in this country because the American people are tolerating this ignorance, this socialist agenda, the propaganda that the President of the United States, along with his three predecessors that have been advocating in this country for the last 15 and 20 years. America, we're not a democracy. We are not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic. And if people would simply take the time to read their founding documents, you would know exactly what I was talking about. Go to Article 4, Section 4, and read carefully, and you'll understand that Barack Hussein Obama is nothing but a liar, a thief, and a murderer. John 10:10. Do your due diligence, friends. Again, we're ruled by law in this country, not by opinion in any sense of the word. During the bit of layover time that we've had, yesterday we went to Williamsburg. And this morning we got up bright and early and we actually went to Jamestown. Now, these are the folks that actually showed up on the scene in the United States of America before, of course, it was the United States of America, before it was America. Before the Pilgrims. And by the way, for those that did not know, they weren't called Pilgrims. They were originally called Saints. And what's interesting, friends, is while I was at Jamestown this morning, the first thing I noticed when we walked into this village in Jamestown, Virginia, was a huge church right in front of us. Yes, we've seen the weapons room, and yes, we've seen the blacksmith over to the left, and yes, we've seen where they housed the people and where they housed the governor. Yes, we've seen the cannons, we've seen the muskets, we've seen all that. But I was interested in seeing what was inside of that church. And you know what I seen, friends, when I first walked into that church? This is so interesting, but I love knowing I got my feet upon the rock. When I walked into that church, I noticed on the back wall was, guess what, America? Guess what was there? The Ten Commandments. That's what was up on the wall. And you know what I noticed right in between the Ten Commandments? They had one slab of rock on the left and another slab of rock on the right. The first tablet and the second tablet, you know, thou shalt have no other gods before me, thou shalt not take unto thyself or make unto thyself any graven image, nor bow down thyself to serve it. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless. And then it says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And then the fifth commandment, going over the next tablet, is what? Honor your father and your mother, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not lie, and thou shalt not covet. Right in between the two tablets is, guess what? The Lord's Prayer. Guess what was on the back wall of that church? Folks, I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back, broadcasting live out of Williamsburg, Virginia. We're going to come right back talking about the church at Jamestown, Virginia.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hey, good on you, peoples. This is Alfonso Rich with PJTV Zone Nation and the drummer for 20 Pound Sledge. For several years, I've been drumming out the message that if you want conservative political representation, you're going to have to establish better cultural representation. Put that salt and light to work so we can maintain our God-given republic. And I'm glad to have friends like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty who understand what that means and are using what God gave them to hold the line against the corrosive effects that liberalism has on our inalienable rights. Liberals have a horrible message, but great delivery systems. Conservatives have a great message, but the delivery systems are, well, eh. But people like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are balancing both. And with your support, they'll be even better fortified to deliver the good news that makes the flickering city on the hill get its shine back.
I saw the red, the white, and the blue. I think all the air.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
Welcome back again, broadcasting live from Williamsburg, Virginia, folks, talking about Jamestown, Virginia. Yesterday we had actually went to Williamsburg for a bit, checked out some of the history that we had there, and we're kind of stuck in between a gridlock, just waiting for dates to open up here. We got some more colleges coming up during the weekend and a church. As a matter of fact, we even got another youth group popping open, which is great. Interestingly enough, when we were in Jamestown, we got up this morning, we went to Jamestown right away, and we went into these villages. And the first thing that happened is when we walked into this village, we seen this church right in front of us, and they had all the other, you know, activities going on to just kind of highlight what they were doing before the pilgrims actually landed. The saints is what they were originally called, not pilgrims. But interestingly enough, I noticed a church right in front of me, and I was kind of curious to know what was inside of the church. And I knew what I was going to expect. And it's interesting that the Puritan preachers, one of them said, "We choose the old way." We choose the old way, where he got that from Jeremiah 6:16. So it's the old rugged cross that they understood, and they bore that old rugged cross in so many different ways, namely to establish what we have. And if you understand their trials and their tribulations, I need not go any further than that, but trials and tribulations are all that they knew once they landed here on this continent. But interestingly, friends, I walked inside of the church, and I noticed right up on the wall, right away, you couldn't miss it, two big plaques. And the two big plaques had the Ten Commandments on them, because that's what drives you to the foot of the cross, where it can do no more. Psalm 9:17 and Galatians 3:24. And right in between the two slabs that were up on the wall was the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done in this earth as it is in heaven. Give us so on and so forth. And then on the very back of the wall was Acts 2:38. And I thought that was pretty interesting that they would have that, because that was the full counsel of God right there on the front wall and on the back wall. And it said in Acts 2:38, it says, "Then Peter said unto them," he said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the Holy Ghost." And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, Yep, I already knew that. Yep, I know that there's professed Christians in this country that are trying to deny that we're a Christian nation. Yep, I already knew that. Yep, I know what the landmarks say. Yep, I know who we are. Yep, I know why we're called the light of the world, friends. I know what Lady Liberty has in her left hand, the Declaration of Independence, where my father's name is referenced four times, the laws of nature and nature's God. And folks, how they sought the supreme judge of the world and how they sought divine providence. And of course, they derived their rights given unto them by their, oh, by the way, inalienable rights given unto them by their creator. Yep, I know who we are. Yep, I know what's on the Liberty Bell. Yep, I see all the Christian crosses above the heads of our boys in Arlington, which I seen on Saturday of just this last week. Yep, I seen them. Yep, I seen God the Father and Moses on the Supreme Court building. Yep, I seen all that. Yep, I seen the flag, the peel to heaven, and no king but King Jesus. Yeah, I seen all that. So when I walked into Jamestown and I seen the back of the church and the front of the church, there was no surprise there to me. Because that's the rock upon which we have our feet. And it's also, as Andrew Jackson said, the seventh president of the United States, that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. He knew exactly what he was talking about. Because a little later on, he was a part of that revolution to establish what we have today. And it's the easiest thing in the world to come to terms with, well, the fact that we are sinners, and he, by his mercy, saves us by his grace. I'm sorry. And it's the simplest thing in the world. But you know the message that everybody in this country seems to want to ignore more than anything? It's the Bible. They want to ignore God. And it's also interesting to note, friends, that the hotel rooms that we have gone and been in over the last couple weeks here, we've noticed more and more there's less Bibles popping up. Now, this is something new to us because I could probably name one or two hotels and the thousands of times that I've stayed in hotel rooms across the country where there wasn't a Bible. I hope that doesn't become common ground. I hope the Gideons are still out there doing their job, because I high-five it by reading their Bibles every time I step into a hotel room or spend the night at a hotel room. But, folks, going back to the fact that I knew this. Matter of fact, when you go to Jamestown, you go into the history of Jamestown, you can see the Old English and you can see exactly what they were establishing. And how many times I've seen the defender of the faith over and over and over again, I can't even count. In the Bibles that were found and what was established, I don't know what people in this country don't seem to understand as to who we are. But again, going back to our forefathers at Jamestown here, friends, there's no question that our Puritan forefathers were Puritans. There was no playing with these guys. They got the job done. But anyways, friends, I wanted to let you know that we're at Jamestown today. I wanted to let you know what I seen at that church. And by the way, that's the first thing that you see when you walk in. And what was also awesome to note was all the schools that were bringing their kids to Jamestown so they could see their history, his dash story. They could see it firsthand, because there is no denying who we are or where we came from. There just isn't. Aside of that, friends, I wanted to let you know that you can call in at any time over the next half an hour here, too, if you'd like, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, forgive me. I also wanted to let you know that you can check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Matter of fact, I want to jump over there really quick and highlight some of the articles that we have not highlighted over the last couple days, because there's some good stuff going on out there. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, actor Jean-Claude Van Damme said on national television, Rockefeller and Rothschild families won't let Trump or Cruz win. I want you to think about this, because I've highlighted this before. This actor, Jean-Claude Van Damme, said on national television that Rockefeller and Rothschild families won't let Trump or Cruz win. I want you to think about that. And I'm talking to 6 billion people in the world who know who the enemies are And I want you to see what you're complaining about. And I also want you to see and understand what you're tolerating. He said Rockefeller and the Rothschild families won't let Trump or Cruz win. If they're really the people's pick, then why wouldn't they win? Let me talk to America. Why wouldn't they win? If Trump or Cruz are really the pick of the American people, why would 318 million people allow a handful of people to stop them from becoming the president of the United States of America? Do you see how backwards people are? Do you understand, America, when I say they highlight the crime rather than magnify the law against the crime? Is it people do this because they don't want to do anything about the problem? Or do they feel like the way that the state-run narrative has set them in place where they throw their hands up in the air and say there's nothing we can do about it? Or is it just this, that you don't want to do anything about it? Or is it that you just want to sit around and complain about the problems that you have in your country? And if you're one of them, rest assured, you do not belong to the God of heaven in any sense of the word. You do just the exact opposite. If you are born of the Spirit of God, you can rest assured you're in a fight. You're a part of that fight. Your hands are not hanging down feebly, friends. They are up. You have the helmet of salvation on. You have the breastplate of righteousness on. You have the shield of faith. You have your loins girt about with truth and your feet prepared with the preparation and readiness of the gospel of peace. You have in your hand the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, which is found in Ephesians 6 and Hebrews 4. It's not like you're not a part of what's going on in this world right now. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com is Trump as vulgar as Lincoln. Check it out. That's written by Tom Dahlberg, former mayor of Shorewood, Minnesota. A great contributor. Check it out again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Guess who Obama is blaming for Libyan fiasco? Friends, you do need to understand that when they commit the crime, they always lay the guilt to their political opposition. That's what dictators do, and that's exactly what Barack Hussein has been doing since day one. They always lay the blame on their political opposition or those that they mean to target. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, prescription painkiller crisis. Why do Americans consume 80% of all prescription painkillers, especially when they know how damaging they are? America is doing it to herself. If you're listening to us from a third world country, thank you for listening in. We're going to take a quick break, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of none other than Williamsburg, Virginia. And, folks, I'm just highlighting what's going on across the country right now and then some. If you'd like to call in at any time over the next 30 minutes, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-586-9933. Oh, 582-9933. Sorry about that. Hey, thanks, son. I appreciate that very much. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, friends. Credit card debt in the United States is approaching $8 trillion. Of course, that's all by design, but somebody's got to be playing into the system, and that's exactly what the American people are doing. Sticks and stones and words may break some black students' bones. Check it out, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. By the way, you've all heard that saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Folks, that's the furthest thing from the truth. Words cause wars, and words end wars. Do not forget that. Wanted to let you know that Obama's ally and domestic terrorist, Bill Ayers, led Chicago violence at Trump rally. I wouldn't give Bill Ayers that much credit. And keep in mind, friends, the people don't show the way that they want them to. Interestingly enough, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Lavoie Finicum's widow to file wrongful death suit against Oregon state troopers. We have evidence that will shock the conscience, said she. Interestingly enough, we also know that the orders came down concerning that ambush of concerning Lavoie Finicum came directly from the governor of the state, who needs to be held accountable as well. So you folks in Oregon, do understand that you have a governor that is corrupt from A to Z, and you need to deal with him lawfully. You have that right, and you have that duty and obligation. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, violent protesters with ties to Islamic State removed by Secret Service from Ohio Trump rally stage. Bet you didn't know. Hey, folks, we keep trying to tell you that many of these protests are actually created by your governments behind closed doors. Remember, dictators like to send in the brown shirts like an Adolf Hitler, right? Well, history is repeating itself, and by the way, it's nothing new in this country. They are sent in as provocateurs to stir the people up. And when you pull the curtain back on those people that are sent in as provocateurs, guess who's guilty as charged 9 times out of 10, friends? Yes, you are correct when you say the United States corrupt officials. That's exactly who's responsible for it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Obama releases his short list of nominations for Supreme Court, and 4 out of 5 are his donors. Really? America, did you think so? Am I being facetious? I have to, friends. I have to be. Obama releases his short list of nominations for Supreme Court, and 4 out of 5 are his donors. Has anybody been paying attention to the Supreme Court? He appointed none other than Alina Kagan, folks. She never judged a case a day in her life. Do you know who Alina Kagan is? No, it's interesting. She was actually an overseer at Harvard College who is responsible for attacking America's military, just like Barack Hussein Obama, but America knew that already. She's also responsible for queerifying Harvard. Just in time is the fox in the chicken coop when it comes to homosexual marriage, which is illegal every step of the way. But America, you already knew that. You already knew that that's who she was. Oh, and look at Sotomayor. Boy, oh boy, where did she come from? Just out of nowhere, just in time for amnesty. Who is Sonia Sotomayor? Well, she just happens to be Spanish. And she just happens to be an internationalist. And everybody's trying to figure out what is going wrong with our country. Well, Roberts, he goes and he passes none other than Obamacare illegally. It's a violation of Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution of the United States of America. But the American people thought he was a good guy. Yeah, I know you thought wrong. Folks, he's totally pro-homosexual every step of the way. And I'm not just talking about Obamacare. I'm not just talking about homosexuality, friends. I'm talking about every form. Let me say it this way. Everything that you can think of that God condemns, they advocate it because they want the nation to be turned against God. America, that's the quickest way to destroy yourselves is by daring the justice of God, yet America dares the justice of God 24/7 by saying, well, you know, he doesn't see it. He'll just overlook this, or that's not what my pastor said, or that's not what my priest said. Yeah, that's not if the priest or the pastors are violating little boys, right? Or advocating homosexuality, or advocating abortion, murder in the womb. Is that what God said? No, he said the exact opposite of what they advocate. Who are you supposed to obey? What man says or what God says? It's better to obey God than man, America. It's a safe place to be. Just ask the folks in Jamestown. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Violent protesters at Trump rallies reveal increased tensions among Americans as the nation plunges towards civil unrest. It's all by design. And conservatives, you should know this. It's all by design. But I want you to know, as a sign from heaven, waiting for a response and a witness from heaven, you are getting that witness and that response. Because he said he would turn that nation into hell that forgets him, and then when the nation turns into hell, people are trying to figure out what's wrong. Well, Bradley Dean's on the radio telling you what's wrong because God is saying through Bradley Dean, this is what my word says. But Bradley, he's just a little too, I'll tell you, he's just a little too black and white for me. You know, someone actually compared me to Oliver Cromwell the other day. Hey, folks, if I become half the man Oliver Cromwell ever became, I'll be a happy man. Believe me. He was a modern-day Gideon is what he was, that prophet of God. America, you know what's sad about America? Is the American church can't even make distinction between an apostle and a prophet because they have nothing to do with the apostolic or the prophetic. And it's interesting to notice the apostle and the prophet and the teacher, 1 Corinthians 12:28, that leads the church. But America's so upside down it has the pastor leading the church when it's not his job to lead the church. Read the Word of God. It's always safe there. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, a prayer for the presidential election. Yeah, America, I want to say this too. I know Franklin Graham, he came out. He said he wasn't given the gift of diplomacy. Praise God for that. We truly do appreciate that. But it's interesting to note, he said the only hope for America is God. Yes, you're right, Franklin. But he's going around having prayer meetings with people. Hey, folks, we are prayed out. And 99% of it hasn't been incense that's gone before the throne of God that he might hear and answer it. No, they are prayers that further condemn the professed church in America because they pray and they do not. And yet we're commanded to do both, pray and do. Show the world your faith by your works. We don't need any more prayer in the church, at least not the type of prayer that we've been getting over the last 60 years in this country, because it's done nobody anything. It's done nobody any good whatsoever. And I want to tell you the kind of prayers that I'm talking about, God condemns them kind of prayers because it's lip service. It was Jesus that said, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. In other words, you say one thing, but you do the opposite. And what I command you to do, you leave off. What's wrong with America? Hey, Franklin, I just want to tell you, brother, just keep leading the way. People will follow. They love to see you get in trouble, let me tell you that. And when you need the real Christians the most, guess what? They're as rare as hen's teeth. They're like trying to find a needle in the haystack. Everybody loves Jesus until the war comes, until the fight's on. And what they do is they turn in the day of battle, and instead of standing up and doing what they're commanded to do, they tuck tail and they run away from the enemy. I've seen it my whole life, and it sickens me to the core. It's a lack of Christianity. It's a lack of Christianity. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Watch this guy lay an epic smackdown after NPR promotes Islam. Folks, I just posted another picture yesterday of an 18-year-old girl who was forced into an arranged marriage. And she had to graduate high school first, and he didn't want to wait that long. So he started pushing the envelope with her family. She refused to do it. So this beautiful young Muslim girl was actually doused in the face by the man that she didn't want to marry with acid. I mean, this is if the religion of peace, folks, isn't, you know, taking the wives and burying them up to their head and then stoning their heads to death or cutting off a part of their limbs or allowing their wives to be raped by others. And if their wives look at anybody else or even suggest that they look at anybody else, then they're imprisoned if they're not killed. I mean, folks, you want to talk about doctrines of devils? There you have it. But, folks, I'm getting sick and tired of being sick and tired. And you know what's sad to say, women, is your husbands, because they're so busy watching football and basketball and hockey and baseball, they're subjecting you to these men that mean to do it to you here the way that they're doing it in Europe, in France and in Germany. This is what sort of men that I'm seeing in this country. Not every single one of them, but a majority of them, easy, hands down. They're subjecting you to this treatment from men that have been appointed to come into your country and plunder it the way that they are in Europe right now. And by the way, I'm not standing down to this. We're going to stand up against this. And the men that I know, we're doing everything within our power to make sure that it never happens here. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back on the other side of the breakup. Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Tony Witnack from radio station KNZR in Bakersfield, California. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." This verse is Bradley Dean. I truly do appreciate the ministry of sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Into the Sons of Liberty. Speaking of which, folks, we've been talking about some of the contents on sonsoflibertymedia.com, giving you the news the way the state-controlled narrative would not desire you to have it. And again, we're not asking for permission. We're doing our job. Matter of fact, we're doing the job that they should be doing. They're complicit in the crimes of those that they work for. And that's the definition of a useful idiot right there, said Vladimir Lenin. They're useful idiots. They're destroying their country, their people, and themselves. And these are the people, just because they say, I'm doing my job, or we're just doing our job, they are the ones that are going along to get along as they continuously promulgate lie upon lie upon lie. And by the way, furthermore, friends, they know they're being lied to. And they know that they're lying for those that are lying to them. But they got to keep their jobs. You know, they got a family to feed, right? As they're destroying families, communities, states, and our nation. I was just talking about the crimes of the Muslims concerning a picture I just posted the other day. Actually, I posted it yesterday of a little 18-year-old girl who didn't want to marry a certain individual. So because he was rejected by her, he took a bottle of acid and threw it all over her beautiful face, completely ruined it. blinded her right eye. Her face is completely burnt off. This is what these people do because they're insecure. See, this is what these little puny, little rat devil-like individuals do. They're a bunch of pipsqueaks that have no self-worth because they're taught to do and think and say the things that they say. It's incredible, friends. That's all they know how to do is kill. That's all they know how to do is steal and destroy. And then they think they're going to be promoted to heaven for doing just that, to destroy mankind that God created. They think they're going to go to heaven and that they're going to have 70 virgins there. Oh, my God. Everything God forbids, they look forward to it. But little do they know that they're being lied to. And I think any man within himself knows what's right and what's wrong. So when you want to sit there and talk about looking at the crimes of these Muslim people towards their women or towards themselves, folks, they know within themselves what's right and what's wrong. You can't convince me otherwise. Well, that's the way they were taught. That's the way that they were raised. Yeah, I understand that. Train up a child in the way that they will go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. Yep, good, bad, or ugly, whatever the case might be. Yep, I get that. But everybody knows within themselves it's not right to lie. Everybody knows within themselves it's not right to steal or kill. Everybody knows that we should honor our father and our mother. Everybody knows that we should love our neighbor as ourselves. So, folks, these people, these Muslims, choose the path in which they walk. You need to understand that. They know what they do. It's like the politicians. They know what they do. But because you've been complicit with their crimes, the crimes only increase. And you will suffer all the more the abuses of those that you tolerate. Let me go back to this point, because I'm going to stay here, because on sonsoflibertymedia.com, I'm going to highlight a couple things here concerning the Muslims. It's interesting to note, because right during the last segment, I was talking about how the church is complicit, how they actually advocate what God condemns. And then I started to talk about the fact that the little girl that was doused with acid. But I want you to check this out. Did you know that there's a Catholic priest, it's a woman priest in America, that said she wanted to remove the Christian crosses because she didn't want to offend the Muslims migrating here? Are you tracking with me here? Let's go back to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Jihad hate monger Ahmed Bedier addresses Florida Catholic school kids. We have the entire video on sonsoflibertymedia.com. CARE, the terrorist organization itself. The infamous founder and past executive director of the Tampa Charter of the Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE, was given unfettered access to St. Petersburg Catholic High School to the children. Why are they going to Christian kids, friends? Is the message to Christians convert or die? Yes, it is. You know, when I was doing the house meeting on Saturday in Maryland, do you know that a woman came up to me? I'm sorry, the church that I did on Sunday in Virginia, forgive me, came up to me and she said, you know, my kids are telling me that their history teachers are now teaching them the doctrine of Islam. And I said, you have your kid in public school. What did you expect at this point? And who should you blame? I was also told by another individual after that church service that when Barack Hussein Obama was appointed, he appointed over 140 Muslims to federal positions in your government. Yep, we already knew that, America. And he said what they're doing is they are literally infiltrating Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia. But America, you knew that. And so, folks, the only thing you got to understand that I can do here is do what I'm doing right now. And I'm doing it. Me and my family and my ministry are all over the country, all over the time, and literally all over the time, might I add, doing what we do. And will you please ask yourself in all sincerity why you would look the other way, America, please? Just in all sincerity, why would you look the other way? What are you afraid of? What is it? What's the worst that anybody can do to you? Let them do it. Because let their cruelties, you need to understand that their cruelties swell our ranks. Read the Word of God. When Paul was bound, others became more emboldened to preach the Word of God. It always backfires, friends. And I want to tell you something. The worst case scenario is you're going to meet God on His terms, and you're going to see what He does with those that mess with His children. It's not good. As a matter of fact, your sworn enemies will tell you what the problem is. You know what they're afraid of, America? You know what the Muslims are afraid of? They'll tell you what they're afraid of. You know what their great enemy is? The cross of Jesus Christ. Why? Because that's the power of God that brings forth salvation. That is redemptive power. It destroys the prince of the power of the air, said Jesus. Had they known, they would have not have crucified the Lord of glory. Why? Because there comes the resurrection power to break forth upon his enemies, America. You're in a war. There is no in-betweenites. What's the worst thing that can happen to you, America? Let them do it. Let them do it. They hasten their own destruction. My God, for your kids' sakes, let them do it. But again, in this country, we're not to take counsel from our fears yet. It's all we hear all across the country. But I'm afraid. I'm afraid. There's a lion in the street, the book of Proverbs tells us. No, there is not. The Bible tells us under the judgments of God that the wicked will flee when none pursueth. He makes his righteous bold as lions. Where are the righteous? You have everything going for you with God on your side. Who can be against you? John Knox, that great Scottish reformer, said, with you and God, you're always in a majority. But you better make sure you're on God's side before you step out. Don't presume that everything's good between you and homie Jesus, because he ain't your homie, he's your God and he's your Lord. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, America's Gestapo, the FBI's reign of terror. It's interesting how the FBI keeps being pulled out here, friends. I mean, we shot him. We actually saw him shoot Lavoie Finicum dead in their little ambush in Oregon a couple weeks ago on their orders. I'm kind of curious to know what kind of men these are that they would be willing to shoot one of their brothers like that because somebody in the higher up told them to do so. Was it that they got 30 pieces of silver? Why don't you look at the end of Judas, you Judases that are killing your own brothers and sisters because you don't want to uphold the Constitution the way that you swore that you would against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, and that even means your boss if he's violating constitutional law. The history of Germany is a bunch of people that were just doing their jobs because they were afraid of a little pipsqueak with a little half mustache on his face walking around as a little effeminate punk. That's the history of Germany. Every one of them saying we were just doing our job. Just doing our job. Yep, and they killed their own people doing it. How's that faring well? How's that faring with them today, friends? I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired every day and seeing this over and over in my backyard to innocent people because someone wants to come about and say, I'm just doing my job. Yeah, so am I. When I stand up against your tyrannical ways, so am I. I would not want to be in your position. And I'll tell you what, if I was in your position, FBI or CIA, I would turn and I would start dealing with them that are lying, stealing, and killing rather than doing a job for them. You're keeping them in power. I'm going to take a...
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.